Coyote Country 99.5 WCOY. Coyote special treats. Cameron Marlowe joining us. He's going to be just downtown in Quincy, across from the Coyote Country studios at On the Rail, part of the Gem City Summer Concert Series. Joining us on the phone now. Cameron, how have the shows this month been going?
Goodness gracious, man. We've been having a ball. I feel like we've been in every state that there is in the past, like, 3 weeks. But, man, it's really been great. We've really enjoyed it.
Now, is this getting you revved up? Because you're going to be here in town this weekend, Saturday night. Next Saturday, you're going to be in Nashville for CMA Fest?
I know, man. I cannot wait. This will be my second official CMA Fest to play. We're really looking forward to it. So, man, we got a bunch of fun stuff coming up.
This being your second CMA Fest, do you have anything special planned for that set?
You know what? I might have one trick up my sleeve, but we're going to see. I think we got some friends that are all going to be in town, so we'll see what happens.
See? I always tell everybody, you got to get to CMA Fest because everybody is going to be there, and you never know who's going to jump on stage and do something special that you'd never get to see anywhere otherwise. And I was wondering if maybe you might not jump on stage with somebody that weekend as well.
I know, man, and it's going to be really cool. It's very rare that everybody's in town all at the same time, and everybody gets to kind of hop around and play each other's sets, and it's fun.
This is kind of what Nashville was built on, except it's all cranked up to 11 for like 4 straight days.
Yep, so drink plenty of water. That's what I hear.
Cameron Marlowe joining us. He's going to be downtown in Quincy this Saturday night. I was noticing that earlier this month, you released an EP in London, and I was like, when was Cameron in London? And then I started looking back at your shows, and I'm like, wait a minute. He means London, Ontario. Is it Ontario, or did you go to England?
I went to England, man. I've been everywhere, I'm telling you.
Wow. So how does that come about?
So we were over there for C2C, which is a country music festival that they put on over there. Because the people of London, they don't really get to have a lot of country artists that get to come over there.
Mm-hmm.
So they put on that festival every year. So we went over there. We played a couple great shows. And then while I was there, I went into the studio. I recorded some stuff, just acoustic. I got to record. I wish I could remember the name of it off the top of my head. I just completely blanked on what the studio's name was. But it was such a legendary studio with so many incredible artists that had recorded there.
Mm.
And, man, the feeling was just awesome to be in a studio all the way across the pond.
Hey, I listened to all of it. You sounded fantastic in that small studio space. Your voice is so big and soulful. And I've been in studios where guys have just let it go and sing, and that's what I got listening. And that was just through my speakers and my computer. I picked that up. Dude, you've got pipes.
I love that. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate that.
So are there certain places, I mean, you were inspired in London. Are there certain places that you go to get inspired to write? I mean, or are you always on the lookout for new places that kind of inspire you, become a muse?
Man, I would say anywhere I can go out west, whether it's Montana, whether it's Wyoming, Arizona, Utah, any of that out there is that's dreamland for me, man. I get to kind of put Nashville in its own little place for a while and can take off my corporate music hat off and go out there and write songs. And it's fun, man. I really, really enjoy being out west.
The high west. So whether it's, is it the mountains? Is it the dry air?
I think it's the mountains, man. There's something about the mountains. There's something about the way the fog moves off the mountains, man. It's kind of hard to not be inspired while you're out there.
I know that you like to write, and I know that you're a big fan of a turn of phrase. When you overhear somebody say something, or you're in the middle of a conversation, and somebody says something that you're like, there's something to that. I need to flesh that out. Do you stop and write stuff down, or do you record it into your phone? What do you do in those moments?
Oh, I definitely. I'm such a terrible person, man. I will stop a conversation mid-conversation and either ask them to repeat themselves so I can write it down, or just pull my phone out immediately and write it down.
But it's true, because if you wait, until later, you're like, I'll remember that later. You never remember
and
it.
And then you don't, man. It never happens. So, yeah, I've gotten to the habit where I just immediately write it down so that I can take it back and flesh out an idea for a song later.
Yeah, it's like that becomes the seed that germinates and becomes not just a line in a song, but sometimes it can lead to being a whole song, can it?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt, man. I've gotten a lot of great songs off of random conversations I've had in a bar, or even billboards driving down the road.
Wow. All right. So you mentioned you like being out in the high west. I was going to ask, how do you decompress when you're out on the road?
Oh man, I sleep. That's my only time I get rest, man. No, being out on the road, it's its own animal. It's a lot of fun. But it's also one of those things where like you're really working your tail off. So during the day, I like to either get off the bus, go play golf, or I'll go fishing as much as I can. We'll carry rods in our bus so we can just find somebody's pond or take it down to the lake or something and just throw a line in for a little while. Just anything that we can just do to relax ourselves, man.
That's what I was going to ask you. I saw pictures on your Instagram of you fishing, and I thought, I wonder if he brings gear with him when he's out on the road.
We definitely do, man.
All right. Well, there's a massive river that's like four blocks from where you're going to be playing. So in the Mississippi.
I mean, you're talking my language now. So, hey, I got permission from you to go fishing, I guess, is what I heard.
As long as you don't do it off the bridge, I think you'll be okay. Cameron Marlowe going to be downtown in Quincy this Saturday night at the Gem City Summer Concert Series at On the Rail. Looking forward to a beautiful night, a loud night of country. Even though I know that you can just pull up a stool, grab an acoustic guitar, and go. Your sets, do they get wild?
Yes, we like to have fun. We like to rock a lot. So we've got some very fun songs in the set that I think will keep people on their toes. And some of my songs that will also keep people on their toes and hopefully keep people riled up and ready to go.
Cameron Marlowe, downtown in Quincy, this Saturday night, part of the Gem City Summer Concert Series at On the Rail. We will definitely be there. You guys should be there as well. Cameron, thank you for your time with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.